Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night.
Oh, how about that? Is Saturday night in the title of this song, or is it Splish Splash?
It's Splish Splash.
Oh, too bad. Could have been a winning answer on a bathtub time machine day on a football Friday.
Show to camera, John Reschie. All right, let's get pumped up for the Eagles and the 49ers. You know, you might remember last week in the Bathtub Time Machine, we focused on the first game of new Eagles head coaches. Obviously, Nick Sirianni's first game. We looked at Andy and all these guys from past eras, Ray Rhodes and Chipper and all that. Well, today, for round two of the Eagles season, we go inside the Bathtub Time Machine as we look, John, at 1-0 new Eagles coaches, how they fared in their second game. So when they win that first game, do they win the second game? And I'll tell you this, history is not very kind to Eagles coaches that are 1-0 out of the gate. Because, I mean, for instance, Marion Campbell in 1983, he lost his second game after winning the first. Joe Kuharik back in the 60s lost his second
after winning the
first. Yep. But let's go more recent times. Let's talk about Rich Kotite. 1991, you might remember Eagles won his first game, but Randall got hurt the win in Green Bay. Week two, a true stinker. I was at this game. I remember it well. Losing to the Phoenix Cardinals 26-10. So they're playing without Randall. This is the game famous for Mike Quick's empty golf bag. Norman Braman's gift of the empty golf bag to Mike Quick.
Oh, that was this game?
Was this game. Okay. All right, was this game. The other thing this game was notable for, and this is one of the strangest things I've ever seen in football, the Cardinals quarterback that day was a punter named Tom Tupa. He sometimes would quarterback.
I remember Tom Tupa.
He oftentimes was a punter. He was actually a Pro Bowl punter later in the decade. But that game, he was the quarterback for not a good Cardinals team. John, he completed only six passes, but he racked up 218 yards. 218 yards on six
Holy
completions.
Cow.
It was one of the strangest things I'd ever seen.
That is legit one of the strangest
That's
things I've ever heard.
That's
got to
be the most
per
pass in the history of the league.
And this was against our beloved 91 Eagles defense. So just it was an all-around weird game. The Eagles lost in Kotite's second game 26-10.
36 yards per pass, in case you're
wondering. Yeah, I mean, that's wild, man. I mean, I don't know. It says Roy Green. I don't know who that is. That's incredible. All right, let's go to Chip's second game. So they win the first game. You might remember the thrilling Monday night in Washington, Chip Kelly's debut. And then they come back for the home opener at the Link, and they lose a tight game to San Diego 33-30, in which the Chargers kicked a field goal with 7 seconds left in the game. I remember there were, I don't remember the specific, but I remember there was clock mismanagement by Chip late in the game.
Sounds familiar to me.
Yeah, there was. He did something wrong. I think he was pressing tempo too much or something.
Was Andy the next week? Andy came back
Andy
the next
was
week,
the next
right?
Week.
Yeah, I remember all this time.
So there was some kind of clock mismanagement by Chip. It affected the Eagles. They lost at the very end. Vic had three touchdowns, two through the air and one rushing. But a Chargers field goal with 7 seconds left clipped the Eagles. And they lost Chip's second game. So now we get to Doug Peterson. And I really, 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 really want to highlight Doug Peterson. And because I need better music here. I mean, not that we don't love that music. But you might remember the Eagles won Doug Peterson's second game. And I'm going to make a point about that in a moment. But let me say this. After that first game, John, a couple years ago, Carson Wentz and Doug, week one of 2016. They went out to Chicago on Monday Night Football and played another really good game with a very convincing nighttime win in Soldier Field, 29-14. I mean, they just flat out handled the Bears. By the way, $5, seltzer for you or Richie, in 5 seconds, if you can tell me what Eagles running back had 2 touchdowns. That game. $5 in 5 seconds. Who is it? 2 touchdowns.
Matthews.
Correct.
Yeah, that was going to be my guess,
good
too,
job.
Is the main running back.
All right, $5 goes to Richie. But let me tell you this. By the way, John, you got to split a 10. But let me say this. Let me say this. I really want to highlight this game for a specific reason.
For Doug Peterson?
Doug! Doug Peterson! Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a fact, and then I'm going to tell you what it means. As I hand John Richie $5. Here you go, buddy.
Let me give that. So prompt with the payment.
Yep. Let me give you.
I owe you $10.
You do.
You do.
So give it right back.
I want to give everybody a fact, and then I'm going to tell you what it means for this Sunday's game and beyond. Doug Peterson, ladies and gentlemen, winning that game in 2016, is the only Eagles head coach in the Super Bowl era to start his Eagles career 2-0. The only one, which, ladies and gentlemen, connect the dots, means that if on Sunday the Eagles defeat the San Francisco 49ers and Nick Sirianni gets to 2-0, ladies and gentlemen, it is certifiable truth, fact, proof, that if the Eagles win on Sunday, Nick Sirianni and the Philadelphia Eagles under his leadership will, in fact, hoist the Lombardi Trophy.
That's some interesting logic.
So it is written. So it shall be done if they win on Sunday. Thank you very much. Can you imagine that? Only one coach has started 2-0? Doug! Bob Peterson!
That's right!
So, Nikki, if you're listening, charge those guys up on Sunday. Because if you win, doesn't have to mean it's this year. You win the game on Sunday. That is a nice omen for a Lombardi Trophy at some point with Nick Sirianni.
And evidence suggests that it will absolutely happen. 100% of the time, Joe.
John, 100% of the time it has happened. 100% of the time.
You can't argue that.
By the way,
Exactly.
The last Eagles coach, because I went way back. I actually do a little research for this.
Well, you already did Koharik and Marion Campbell. You clearly went way back for this.
So there was a guy in 61. I don't know this guy. Nick Schurich or something?
The Nick Schurich?
Hey, he's the guy that replaced Buck Shaw after they won the title in 60.
Literally never heard of
that guy. Started 2-0. So there you go. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Nick, win the game on Sunday. You're going to be a Super Bowl winning coach with the Eagles. Let's talk to David in Germantown. What's up, David?
What's up, man?
Hey,
good morning.
Hi,
good morning.
David.
Hey, Richie.
Yes.
Did you know the Mona Lisa has no eyebrows?
Ooh. Yeah. It looks that way. Well, I mean, it does look that way. Is that for real?
Yeah, it's a weird fact.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so speaking of weird, y'all destroyed my Falcons last weekend. But
they're still your Falcons after the way they looked?
We enjoyed that quite a bit.
Just bail on them.
Quite a bit, Dan.
So here we go.
Here we go. Yep.
Nah, man, I'm just saying, though. Y'all, you know, you won. So I expect you guys to have a tough one Sunday.
Yep.
But I got all my apples in the Phillies basket. I just want them to get to the playoffs to put everybody to shame. So that way we can have something to look forward to. Because I don't think the way the current lineup is, and Didi Gregorius is on crack talking about he got the virus.
Well, hold on. David, hold on. Let's back it up here for a second. So when you said you want to put people to shame, what are you saying? You're saying Phillies fans that aren't enthused with a potential playoff push? Well, I'm just trying to understand where you're coming from.
Well, I don't think there's going to be a lot of fan because it's coinciding with football now. So I don't think
– Well, that's part of it. But, David, I'll tell you what, man, that is not the bulk of it. Because I remember 07, 08, 9, 10, and 11. And if the Phillies are playing a form of baseball – that grabs the attention and galvanizes the fan base, fans will be there. I mean, they just will be. I mean, when they had, you know, 2.5 straight years of sellouts, you know, 60 or 70 or 80 of those games were happening during the Eagle season. So, you know, It said in Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. If you entertain us, if you impress us, if you convince us to believe in you, we will show up. And to this point, right. For the most part, they haven't done that. David, give me a title with a day of the week in it.
Monday Night Football.
I already said. Give me a different one.
I have no clue. All right, I'm driving.
All right, no problem, Dave. Appreciate it. John, Philly's game last night. Let's get to it. Bryce, the Phil's bats offense. I mean,
from where they were to what they
came back to do.
Is it impossible for him to win the MVP?
No, I would say look, Mike Trout's won it three times.
Special.
Like, Mike Trout's won three MVPs.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Think about it that way, you know?
He's been
so amazing.
Yeah, I got
it. It's consistent.
Yep.
It's a joy to watch that. And I'm really happy for him. I was, man, so dismayed with the bullpen game. It felt like, what did it work like three games ago? And then the last time they did it, it felt like it was a failure. This time felt like more of the same. Like we were done. We were down 7-0. 7-0.
Yeah.
To, you know, not real good team. And somehow those bats came so alive, spurred by Bryce in a lot of ways.
Look, he was great. There's a lot of different things. The MVP thing, to me, unless he falters somewhat significantly and Tatis comes on more, I think Bryce is the MVP. And it, to me, sure, does it help if you make the playoffs? It helps a lot, but it doesn't preclude him. I mean, Schmidt was the MVP in 86.
As of right now,
the Padres are not a playoff team either.
Yeah.
The Cardinals have the second wild card. So, like, they both might not make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think too much is put into that who makes the playoff thing. I've
particularly in baseball.
Yeah, I've always believed that. I mean, it's so I'm good there. The comeback was phenomenal. Now, I will say the bullpen game thing, it has an implication for the next game. It always does. I mean, you guys know what I think of this. I think it's complete junk that the Phillies start a reliever and then have another reliever and then another reliever and then another reliever and then another reliever and then another reliever.
So you don't have you don't have a guy who can go like four innings for you even? Like, we don't need just give us four innings. Like, come on.
I mean, you know, you got, I don't know. They won the game. I don't want to dwell too negative, but I'll just say that it did not convince me to believe. And I'll leave it at that. You want to react to the Phil? Certainly you can do so. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, we go inside the game. X's and O's related to the Eagles and the 49ers. John will break it down. And his logic will probably be a little bit more sound than my logic that, if the Eagles win on Sunday, they're going to win a Super Bowl under Nick Sirianni. But at least it sounded good. I mean, as James pointed out, it is 100% of the time at this point in the Super Bowl era.
Great.
But, John, it also goes to show you how horrible it is that with all these coaches the Eagles have had over now like close to 55 years, they've only got one coach that started out 2-0.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, that's – now, granted,
well, it also shows it's really hard to win in this league, man.
Well, that – and
quite an achievement.
And often when a coach takes over, he takes over a bad team. So, fundamentally, you're starting with a not great group. But, you know, still, you would expect more than one guy to be 2-0 out of the gate. All right, all of it up ahead, inside the game at 11:30. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, after a thrilling opening week to the NFL, week two is here. Fridge stocked, recliner ready, and – now all you have to do is log into FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino to claim your risk-free bet because it's a great opportunity. FanDuel is giving all customers a risk-free bet for week two of the season. What to bet on? Well, certainly different options of types of bets, right? Money line, over-under, prop bets, same-game parlays, all those type. And then, of course, all the games, including the ones going to happen right here in South Philadelphia with Philadelphia and San Francisco. Bet that game or any of these game or games with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94 WIP. Use FanDuel Sportsbook on any Week 2 game. And again, you can cash in big with FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you're signing up, certainly use promo code HAMMER if you're signing up for the first time. Promo code HAMMER to make your first bet a risk-free bet where you can bet up to $1,000 risk-free. It's all available for you with promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.